You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
Hour number two of the Roto Experts is live here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey Parsons, Scott Angle, Tony Cincotta, Greg Sussman with you. Two more hours to go. Fantasy Best Friends Forever coming your way next.
The BFFs come up next. Myself, Nando DeFino, the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. The last of the BFFs as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, it'll be some new BFFs.
Yes, it will be. Hey, on Sunday.
What's that?
Phone. On Sunday, we have the final football game of the season.
Boo.
As quickly as it comes,
it leaves us.
It leaves us just as quickly.
Yeah.
That is Super Bowl Sunday. The Atlanta Falcons against the New England Patriots. Sunday, Houston, Texas. Super Bowl 51.
I've been in Reliant Stadium before.
Yeah, nice place.
Yeah. Okay. I went to see
Luke Bryan there.
No, I didn't see Luke Bryan. I saw
a truck pull.
No. I think I saw Texas Southern versus some other small college. I forgot what it was called. It was some kind of classic, the Houston Classic or something like that. It was cool. It was good times. We went out there. We tore the city up, Scotty. Me and my homies. You know what I'm saying? This was like about 6-7 years ago, something like that, before I met you. Yeah, we had a good time down in H-Town. You ever been to Houston?
I've never been to Houston.
Like, lovely city. Everything's bigger in Texas.
That's what I hear.
You know what I mean.
That's what I hear. I might want
to go there more often.
The
a good one.
New England Patriots come in with the dynasty, right? Bill Belichick's won it a million times. Tom Brady's won it a million times.
Well, the Patriots have been to the Super Bowl as many times as the Falcons have won playoff games.
There you
That's
go.
Crazy.
There you go. There's that stat. So, what do the Falcons need to do, Scott? This is the Super Bowl that you predicted back at the beginning of January. You predicted the Atlanta Falcons, New England Patriots. You were correct, sir. What do the Falcons need to do on Sunday to take down the dynasty?
Make sure that that Tom Brady gets locked in his hotel room. I just don't think they're going to win. But you look at this game, and it's like, I think the one stat, and I was talking about it yesterday to some people, that people forget about the Patriots is that they have the number one scoring defense in the NFL. And to me, when it comes down to, defense is still going to win a championship. You could say, oh, the Falcons got the number one offense in the NFL. Every time the number one offense goes against the top defense always wins.
They haven't played nobody like this.
It doesn't matter.
No, what you mean it don't
it
matter?
It doesn't matter.
The best team they played was Seattle. You know what Atlanta did? Atlanta destroyed Seattle.
Seattle was also the last team to beat the Patriots, but that's not relevant to this matchup.
How is it not relevant?
It's not relevant to
this
matchup.
That's the best opponent that the Patriots have played this season. And Seattle went into that ballpark, and they beat them. Atlanta destroyed Seattle.
I cannot tell you before how many Super Bowls I've had heard that angle that you're just positioning.
I'm just saying, Scott, the Patriots have not played an offense like this.
The Patriots have.
They can't stop Atlanta.
I think they have a better defense.
I don't know if they
and
do.
And they definitely will outcoach them too.
Wow!
Come on! Yeah. What's up?
You're talking guys? Brady and Belichick against a first-time team with five guys with Super Bowl experience, a team that's built on offense. And if Vic Beasley can't get to the quarterback, and with that blocking, I don't know if he can get to the quarterback.
Belichick could do it because Pete Carroll sure couldn't because they got destroyed.
Who got destroyed?
Oh, the Seattle Seahawks by the Atlanta Falcons team. Scott, they
don't have a good defense as the Patriots do this year.
This good this year. That's all I'm saying. They don't make
this
it seem
college
like Atlanta
football.
Was,
this isn't
like
college
the
football.
From a couple
I'm not,
years ago.
I'm not judging you by quality of opponent necessarily. You know, whatever. To me, the Patriots have Brady and Belichick. They have a better coaching staff. Dan Quinn's done a nice job given everything. They have more experience. They have the top scoring defense in the NFL. To me, when it comes down to it, the Falcons are still an offensive team, and I'm going to go with the defensive team in the Super Bowl. They have a better defense. The key for the Falcons to get to Tom Brady, and you know this, Greg. I'm pointing at you, Greg. You know this as a Giants fan. The key to beating Brady in a big game is to knock him off his spot and hit him. I don't think the Falcons can do that, and if they can't do that, they can't beat the Patriots, and they won't.
You know what? All I know is that last week, the Atlanta Falcons, 2 weeks ago, the Atlanta Falcons faced Aaron Rodgers, 50 points a game, and it destroyed them. Like, absolutely, utterly crushed their hopes and dreams and destroyed them.
This is going to be the best coach defense that they face all year. You talk about, Corey, that Atlanta had, that the Patriots haven't faced anybody. Atlanta has not faced a coaching staff and a defense like this all year long.
Green Bay, they beat Seattle. And they
Seattle's defense is not as good as Green Bay's.
They destroyed both teams. When I'm saying
Green Bay doesn't have enough good defense anywhere near New England.
New England can't stop this Atlanta team. They can't stop them. They're not going to
be able to stop them. I've heard this a bazillion times before Super Bowls before.
All right.
Green Bay wasn't the same team in that game, but those injuries finally caught up to them.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. That was,
yeah.
Seattle?
You don't think they did?
Mm-mm. No, but they were riding the high. They were the it team going
I
into
don't
the
care.
Playoffs. Everybody was saying
you had the two best wide receivers, not 100%.
Rasby, all you want. Seattle didn't have Earl Thomas.
Oh, boy.
You can make fun of it all you want. It's a fact.
But okay, so this, but they didn't have this guy. The
Patriots have a way better defense than Green Bay, and they're also better than Seattle.
Who didn't Seattle have on offense?
What's that?
Who didn't Seattle have on offense?
The Seahawks gave up 36 points
because they couldn't stop Atlanta. People, because
they didn't have Earl Thomas.
They could have had Earl Thomas. They're not stopping this team.
Offense
can stop
does
them.
Not win Super Bowl.
Okay, you know what? So that's just such a narrative, right? Like,
it's true.
So a good offense has never won a Super Bowl in 50 years.
When you're talking about the best offense going against
the show on turf,
when you're talking about the best offense going against the best defense,
this isn't the best
money,
defense. This is not the best defense in the NFL.
This is points wise, it is.
This is the best defense in the NFL.
They allow the least amount of points than anybody in the NFL.
Have they faced an offense anywhere close to the Atlanta Falcons? Anywhere close.
You know what? And you guys are going to razz me because I'm going to go back to my own thing here. Okay, I'm going to talk about Super Bowl 48 when you talked about the greatest scoring offense of all time and everything has the same thing about the damn Denver Broncos and the Seahawks scored the first 36 points.
With Hall of Famers on that defense with Wade.
I'm talking about the offense.
You're talking about the Broncos defense, right?
No.
To this Patriot defense?
What I'm talking about is that was the greatest offense of all time, and they didn't score any of the first 36 points.
They took on a great defense. This Patriot team is not a great defense.
Seattle defense
it's not a great defense, I give you that, but it's a good defense with a damn good coaching staff, and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, the Falcons don't have the experience, the makeup, or the personnel to beat the Patriots.
How do you gain experience? Seahawks had no experience when they went to the Super Bowl, and they won.
You guys are pretty funny, though, that you give Matt Ryan all this credit for never playing in a Super Bowl game.
So, I just, like, how are we supposed to get credit?
He's having his season.
He played, now he's there.
Yeah, he's having his season. This is his
all
season.
Right, I'm just saying.
They earned the NFC championship. They earned the NFC championship. I have a lot of respect for them. And Dan Quinn's in 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. He's doing a great job. But, you know, I just don't think this team has the experience.
I can't deal with the experience.
Let me go back. And I understand. So you all take the experience thing, right? When the Giants beat the Patriots, Tom Coughlin never coached a Super Bowl game in his life. Never. Eli Manning never played a Super Bowl game in his life. They beat him.
Experience is overrated.
They had zero experience on that Giants team. Zero.
The Seahawks got the experience in the NFC.
All right, okay, if you want to go throw the experience thing out of the window, you make good points. But I don't think they have the personnel, and I don't think they have the coaching to overcome the Patriots.
But you would say that about any team, right? Any team in the NFL, you would say that about. They don't have the coaching.
Got the MVP.
Wait.
Who cares? League MVPs? MVP. How many league MVPs have lost Super Bowls?
They have Julio Jones, Devonta Freeman, You cannot stop
Oh, that's great
them.
For fantasy football.
They're in the damn Super Bowl, Scott.
They're playing the Patriots. The Patriots are a friggin' dynasty. It's Brady and Belichick and the best defense in football right now.
I disagree.
They are not the best defense in football.
They are the best scoring defense in football. They allow the least amount of points per game.
They ain't played nobody. They play in the AFC East.
And what defense has the Falcons faced, huh?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Without Earl Thomas.
Come on with the Earl Thomas thing.
It's a fact. It's a fact. Make fun of it all you want. It's a fact. All
right. The Earl Thomas thing is a fact.
The Seahawks did not have Earl a single Thomas. Interception after Earl Thomas
Matt
went down
Ryan
against Carolina.
Matt Ryan don't turn the football over. He don't turn the football over. He's playing at an unbelievable level right
he
now.
Led the league. He led the league at interceptions 1 year ago.
Matt Ryan? Oh, yeah. His first year in a brand new
He's
offense.
He's turned it around. Look, right. I give Matt Ryan a lot of credit, but you know what, though? If anybody's going to find a way to slow this team down, it's going to be Belichick and Patricia
Patriots. Don't get me wrong. You know the game plan.
By the way, on the other side, how is Atlanta going to stop New England?
Well, that's going to be an interesting part.
By the way, you asked me one moment ago, asked Corey and I, who Atlanta faces here. They went into Denver to face the Denver Broncos defense and beat them. 23 points they put all on them. Denver, okay. Better defense than New England.
What does Denver have offensively, though?
How many turnovers were there in that game, though?
Hang on 1 second. I will find that out for you, Tone. Give me one
so
moment,
So you got they went into Seattle with Earl Thomas there.
Paxton
Seattle
Lynch
won
through,
that game, but you remember that call down the stretch?
Yeah.
Atlanta should have won that game.
Look, we could debate that all day.
One
all right, there was a
push
off on that same play for Julio Jones, hand to the face
Earl
on
Thomas
Sherman
that
they didn't even call. Okay,
I'm sorry, Tony, there was one turnover per side in that game.
Yeah, so that's not too many short fields. So that's a good output against the Denver defense.
Yeah, and then a week later, they put up 24 points in Seattle in the loss to the Seahawks. They put up 24 points in a game with Earl Thomas. Right? I mean, that's a good output against another good defense. It's back-to-back weeks. They have faced good defenses, and they put up points. All the same. Right?
Yeah.
Carolina?
I don't know. Carolina's defense was not nearly the same. I don't want to say that.
They were torched. They were one of the worst defense against the Pats in the NFL.
I don't want to say that. But, but certainly Denver and Seattle with Earl Thomas are legit defenses here.
Yeah.
Okay. So they put up in the 20s for both of these teams. Just saying. I'm not saying
you want me to split hairs, though. You're talking regular season football here. You know, you're talking in the Super Bowl, you know, playoff atmosphere, you know, against Brady and Belichick and Patricia. And, you know, the other fact on the other side of the ball, like, how is Atlanta going to stop New England?
I never said Atlanta's going to win the game, for the record.
If any coaching staff can design a way to hold this team down more than you're not going to shut them out, obviously. I think it's the Patriots.
And Tom Coughlin on his Super Bowl experience did win a Super Bowl. He beat the Buffalo Bills too.
He beat the Buffalo Bills. What?
He was on somebody's staff.
As a staff. Right, Dan Quinn was on a staff in Seattle. If you want to use that.
No, I'm just saying. I was talking about Matt Ryan. Never been in the Super Bowl. Dan Quinn, we pointed out that he's been in the playoffs 3 years in a row, out of 4 years.
Right.
But Tom Coughlin was part of a good Bill staff. I mean, a good Giant staff under Bill Parcells.
Sure, of course.
So he had plenty of experience in big games.
Right. To go to the other side, like who the Patriots face this year, offensive wise, you face Seattle, which they lost to. Went into Pittsburgh.
Now,
was that without Ben?
Now the Pittsburgh thing. New England owns Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? Pittsburgh can't play.
And that's it.
They just own them. England just owns Pittsburgh.
They went into and that was without Ben, I believe.
I don't remember the exact week.
Well, it was without Ben. That's it. They didn't have anybody else good. Nobody. Yeah, Landry Jones started that game.
I mean, honestly speaking.
They faced the Houston Texans.
Would the Patriots got out the NFC? If the Patriots were in the NFC this year, would they be in the Super Bowl?
It's very possible. Good chance, yes.
I don't know.
Possible.
I don't know.
I'm not saying it's guaranteed.
I know what you're saying.
I don't know.
It's a much easier
road.
First
of all,
they
probably would have been a wild card.
Corey, you've turned into Miss Cleo. Like, would they be? They're not in the NFC. They don't play anybody. They're in the Super Bowl this Sunday.
Right.
Like, you avoid all the facts and throw out these hypotheticals.
Okay, but the facts
you need
are,
a 1-900 number.
The facts are the AFC was weak this year. They played in a weak AFC.
But how, right, how many times have the Patriots won the Super Bowl? When you win the Super Bowl, you beat everybody.
That's true, too.
Everybody.
They came out of a weaker AFC this year. The AFC was weak this year. You can look at the teams they played and see that the AFC was weak. They had No, it's not their fault. They do a good job. You know the machine
that they have.
But
the AFC wasn't weak. They still won it.
I'm just saying, don't come in here thinking that this is an easy task for New England. And for you to talk about New England's defense, New England's defense can't handle this Atlanta team.
They've never had an easy win ever in the Super Bowl.
No.
No. They've never blown anybody out.
They just win. They never won by more than 4 points, I don't think.
No, that's true.
Silence, everybody?
I'm just saying. I don't think that... I think you're giving way too much credit
to the offense here. You look at the Atlanta defense. How are they going to stop Tom Brady?
How are you going to win a Super Bowl without playing defense? The offense played at a historic level this year.
It's the offense.
They got it done.
Offense doesn't win Super Bowls.
You can't stop this team.
You can't stop Tom Brady.
Time out. This is so ludicrous. No one was better than the New England Patriots offense when they were 17-0 or 16-0 when they won 18 games. They faced a pretty good defense. Who won that game?
The New England Patriots won that game. They won.
No, the Giants won the Super Bowl game.
Yeah. The Giants, yeah.
And I just pointed to that. I said, Greg, you know as a Giants fan, the way to beat Brady is to hit him, knock him off his spot, and make him uncomfortable. The one guy on the defensive line that can do that for the Falcons is Vic Beasley. Mm-hmm. And he's facing a good offensive line.
Yep.
If they don't get him off his spot, and I don't think they will, they are dead. They're dead. I didn't say it was going to be 45-3.
What's the score going to be, Scott? You said they're dead. What's the score going to be?
34-24.
Oh, they're going to beat them by 10 points?
Yep.
No, they're not.
Yes,
that is not going to happen.
That's not. First
that
of all,
is not going to happen.
You know what? That's not.
I'll put you a $13 Burger King bet on that. A double Whopper meal at Burger King.
13.
Give me that
what
10
Burger
points.
What Burger King are you at in the Bronx? This one's 25.
I know, right? Give me those 10 points. Give me those same 10 points. And we'll put a Burger King, a burger from Burger King on that.
Burger from Burger King. I had the new Mac Jr. at McDonald's. I had it yesterday. It was good.
So 34-24 is your final score.
34 is his final score.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tony, what's your final score?
That's exactly it. That's 58. I don't know.
It's 58.
I think it's
58.
Close. Yeah, I think it's going to be lower though. I really think that the offenses come into this game. Both teams prepare. You have 2 weeks to prepare. I think it's going to be more 27-24.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I think
Patriots obviously.
I think Atlanta wins the game. I think Atlanta wins the game 34-30.
I like that. I think Atlanta wins 30-27. The Atlanta wins 30-27. Hey, we'll talk about. So we talk a lot about how Atlanta can win. Obviously, Corey and I. I want to talk more about how the Patriots can win, outside of just having Belichick, Brady, and Patricia on the other side. Roto Experts in the Morning continues right after this. Returning here, Roto Experts in the Morning. Have a spirited debate about Super Bowl 51 coming your way Sunday night, Houston. Scott, we sparked this entire thing the last 15 minutes or so with how can Atlanta win the ball game, and your answer was they can't. So let me ask you this: how can the Patriots win the ball game?
How can the Patriots win the ball game? Atlanta's been blitzing a lot during the playoffs, a lot more than they have during the regular season. And I think, you know, they try to bring that back because, again, like, you know, you talk about how to beat Brady. You know, teams that have done it have been able to knock him off his spot. But, you know, I think, you know, when he watches the film, especially about how much they blitzed Aaron Rodgers, you know, during the NFC Championship, they're going to be ready for this. You know, throwing passes to the running backs, quick hits to guys like Edelman and stuff like that. Maybe even running blunt some, you know, to keep the defense honest. I think, you know, Patriots with 2 weeks to prepare, but I think they're really going to find the weaknesses in this defense.
Do you think they'll be able to take out Julio Jones? Obviously, Belichick known for taking out the best player. Do you think they'll be able to take out Julio Jones here?
Here's the thing with Julio. He's still got the toe, and it's to the point where he's coming out of games here and there. Ryan's very resourceful that even if they limit Julio, he's going to be able to go to his secondary receivers. You know, There's no total shutdown defense left in the playoffs. I think the Patriots are the best one, but I think, you know, they're going to say, look, you know, if guys like Mohamed Sanu, you know, have to beat us, you know, that's the kind of game we want to expect. What's really going to be the key is, can they contain the running backs?
That is, and I agree. That's the key of the game right there. The New England rush defense versus the Falcons rush offense. Because the way the Falcons run the ball allows them to have that balance that's really going to be what allows them to score 30-plus points a game. The fact that Matt Ryan doesn't turn the football over and he's getting good protection. They are excellent play-action passing team also. But they have to stop New England too. And they have to, and Scott's right, they have to get pressure on Tom Brady and they have to make them turn the football over and they got to win special teams.
Tony, what about you? You know, obviously, you're the Patriots fan here. You've watched the Patriots throughout this dynasty era. How do the Patriots win this game?
I think that the one thing they're going to do different than I think a lot of people is, I think they're going to run it down Atlanta's throat.
Okay.
Atlanta has allowed the sixth most yards per carry in the NFL this season, 4.5 yards per carry. Teams get caught up in a track meet with them, and they don't stick to the running game. I think you're going to see Deion Lewis and LeGarrette Blount take it to these guys.
This is a great point. You know why? From a strategic perspective, Vic Beasley, I talked about them as a prime pass rusher. When teams start running against the Falcons, Atlanta likes to pull Beasley off the field.
That's absolutely true.
So that's an excellent point.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Now, they ran it against Pittsburgh. Last week, and I know it wasn't exactly a tough game by any means. Did they run as much as you thought they would, Tone? Or 2 weeks ago, rather?
No.
They didn't, right?
I didn't think, and I think that part of it was everything worked from. And Atlanta, people don't realize their defense, right? They've let up the sixth most points in the NFL, too. I mean, I don't really see them stopping New England's
offense. Do you think that number is because teams are constantly playing from behind, constantly trying to keep up with, trying to outscore or stay in the game because Atlanta's going up and down the field scoring so quick. So that puts pressure on the opposing offense to make sure they score too. I think that's why that number might be that high.
The number could be that high, but I think that it actually, like with the running number, that takes away the run. Like teams are not running against them either when you can expose. I mean, you look at some of the numbers. You know, New Orleans, 32 points in that game. I mean, they played the Rams. They get to play the Rams down the stretch. Carolina. I just think that the running game is going to be the New England side of the running game is actually not even being talked about because everybody expects Tom Brady to be the guy. I really think that you're going to look and you're going to see the New England Patriots run the ball against these guys.
Yeah, you definitely want to play ball control versus Atlanta. Because you want to limit that offense's opportunities, especially you know because of the balance they have, they can make it very difficult. So New England has to have that balance. Also, the thing about it is, most teams aren't patient enough to stick with the run, but yeah, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are going to be patient enough to stick with the run.
And here's something else strategically: Dan Quinn, former Seahawks defensive coordinator, plays a lot of cover three. Brady has experience picking the cover three apart.
Where?
He's played Seattle, you know, in the Super Bowl. He was picking the cover three apart. You know, it's not like when Seattle beat them this year, he wasn't, you know, moving the ball because he was. It was, you know, that loss was like a lot of that was on the defense from the New England perspective. So, you know, they're gonna try and blitz Brady. And when you blitz Brady, you get into problems and he's playing against a look that he's very comfortable with. So it's I know what Tony's saying about running the ball because to me, strategically, there's so many advantages for New England, whether they run or throw the ball. I just don't think Atlanta has the personnel to stop them.
Do you think, Tone, that New England will be able to stop or contain, as Corey said, this is very important, the running game for Atlanta in Devontae Freeman, in Tevin Coleman?
Yeah, when you look at it statistically, nobody's really run against New England this season. As far as the games, the New England Patriots against the run this season, you don't get two guys in many backfields like these two guys.
Right.
But they only allowed 3.9 yards a carry this year against the New England Patriots. Now, the Patriots have the same situation where those numbers, the total numbers are lower because everybody's behind and they have to throw against them. But yards per carry is under four.
Yeah, that yards per carry under four is impressive. But you know, this is a different group. You know what I'm saying? Also, the health of Alex Mack.
Alex Mack's massive.
Yes, the health of Alex Mack is very important to this game. Yesterday, he was on field coaching up his who would be his backup, the second string guy. He was on the field coaching him up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be critical. If Alex Mack can get on the field, that kind of help solidify that offense and that running game. That is the game time decision that's going to be that we'll be looking for on Sunday.
The other thing is the Patriots, I mean, the Falcons have gotten chewed up by pass receiving backs this year. And you look at you.
That's New England's running game.
No, the running backs who catch passes out of the backfield give the Atlanta a lot of problems. But to Tony's earlier point, also, you talk about. Who hasn't faced anybody? It's like what running back?
You'll be all right.
Wait, you said sorry and you just did it again?
You'll be all right.
You're unbelievable.
What running back has really have they faced in the playoffs that can be as good, you know, can terrorize them as much as LeGarrette Blount did for Atlanta's defense? They faced Thomas Rawls and Ty Montgomery.
The
Atlanta defense.
Seattle came in the game wanting to run the football. That was their game plan, wanting to run the football. They couldn't. They got their
Rawls has been unreliable all year.
I can't in the playoffs. You know, you didn't see them go against that kind of dynamic running game, but no, I don't think that's a big. I think they'll. I just don't know if New England can run the ball effectively
against Atlanta.
Atlanta's been very bad against the run overall.
Are they going to stick to it? See, that's the thing, and I do think that they will stick to it. I do think that New England is the type of team that'll stick to it.
We will see. We obviously will see on Sunday. You guys heard our predictions. When we come back, we'll also predict something else. Pop that talk! 8:30 a.m. here, Road Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. A little Super Bowl prop bet time for you. Been waiting for this one really all week. Excited for Friday's show with the opportunity to do it. So let's get right into it, gentlemen. Are you Super Bowl prop guy, Corey?
Yeah, I look through them. You know what I'm saying?
You don't wager on them?
I don't really wager on them. If I see one I like, I'll take a shot at it, though. I just haven't really done that before. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was me that time.
Yeah. Scott, are you a Super Bowl prop guy? You and Sean go have your packets around the TV and cross your stuff off?
No. Sean doesn't. You know, Sean won't. He's not that big on football.
Right.
You know, like he's a Packers fan and he follows what they do and he watches them in the playoffs. But he's not that big. Maybe he'll check in on the Super Bowl.
Right.
He did watch the Packers' first playoff game with me, but he's not that big of a football guy. And I'm not interested in prop bets. I want to watch the game.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm not interested in prop bets. But, you know, I'll have fun playing along with the exercise. That's cool.
Yeah, of course. Tone, you are you a prop bet guy?
Not lately. I used to be. I used to go into them.
So what I usually do, I usually watch them with my pops and then, like, my sister and it's, like, you know, significant others and whatnot. So let's say, like, six of us in the room. I'll print out prop bets and everyone, like, puts, like, $5 in or $10 in and we all, like, make our picks on the prop bets and then whoever, you know, wins just makes the money.
Oh, listen, that's lunch.
Hey, absolutely, it's lunch for sure. Not here. But,
you know. not here. Can I have a water?
All right. So.
$35 water.
Here we go. First prop bet of the day. National anthem.
Oh, here we go.
Over or under 2:10. Let me give you the information before you answer.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to try to guess the information.
So, let's see here. Of the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the last 11 Super Bowls, how many do you think went under 2:10?
I think the average is about 2 minutes to sing the national anthem.
Okay.
So I would say out of the last 11 Super Bowls, I would say Super Bowl's a bigger stage, though. I would say give me 6.
6 out of 10. Tone?
2.
2?
You repeat the question, please.
How many of the last 10 Super Bowls, 11 Super Bowls, rather, have the national anthem time been under 2 minutes and 10 seconds?
3.
10 out of 11.
So, yeah, that's a good look. So I think the average is that right? The average?
The average is about 2 minutes, yeah. Yeah, Kelly Clarkson was very short at 1:34.
Yeah, why is she?
Aretha Franklin was 4:35.
Yo, Aretha Franklin, that thing.
Aretha Franklin was 2:08, actually.
She, really?
2:08.
It seemed like she was on there. She was time of possession.
I got right here, Thanksgiving Day, 4:35.
Well, that's Thanksgiving Day. It's not Super Bowl.
Oh, she did Super Bowl.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just kidding. I mean, it's the same national anthem.
Thanksgiving, yo, she was out there for a long time, Thanksgiving. Yeah. She had the ball more than the Lions. Did.
Yeah, the recent Super Bowl was the longest national anthem. It was Alicia Keys a few years ago.
Really?
2:35. It's a nice long one for Alicia Keys.
Well, that's the Giants, right?
Was it the Giants? Might have been the Giants. I don't remember, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. All right, that's the national
Alicia
anthem.
Keys.
What about the national anthem singer, Luke Bryan? Will Luke Bryan leave any word out of the national anthem, Scott?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to think of, no, he can't.
Christina Aguilera did.
What word did she forget?
She just bumbled it all up.
Mm-hmm. I think Luke Bryan's a good old boy, so he gonna say all the words.
Tell me, Luke Bryan's your boy.
He'll leave one out.
He'll leave one out?
Wow.
Yep. I think he might. He might.
So the tip
it'll
here,
it'll definitely go under, and he might leave one out.
So the tip here is that quote: Super Bowl anthems. This is from Jimmy Trainor's article in the Guardian. Super Bowl anthems are often pre-recorded.
Really?
I did not know that.
So somebody out there that got this going to have the answers and they can go to Vegas and hammer this joint.
Okay, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. Scotty, will any player kneel during the national anthem? It was a big story this year in the NFL.
Yes.
You say yes.
Really? Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Corey?
No.
Tony?
No.
Scotty, you're going to lose this one, buddy. No Falcons or Patriots player has taken a knee during the national anthem all season. Okay. Nobody in either of these two teams have kneeled down. All right, here's some of my favorite ones, guys. Take it one by one. Corey, I'll start with you. The words, quote, Michael Vick will be said during the game broadcast.
Yes.
Okay. Tony.
Yes.
Scotty.
Yeah, how many times?
You can't tell the story of the Atlanta Falcons without Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Michael Vick could be at the game. They could talk about Matt Ryan taking over the franchise after Michael Vick.
Okay.
A decade later.
Maybe during the game, though. Can't be halftime. Can't be pregame.
During the broadcast, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to start with you. Will the words, quote, Aaron Hernandez be mentioned during the broadcast?
No.
Scott?
Not by the broadcasters, no.
Okay.
No, I don't think. There's no reason to talk about Aaron Hernandez.
Scotty, will the term, quote, Matty Ice be said during the broadcast?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I think the term Matty Ice is mentioned during the broadcast. That I don't know. I don't know how he got that nickname.
College, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Tone?
You know, in college, he was compared to Tom Brady.
Yes, he was. Absolutely.
Yeah, because they had a lot of big games at Boston College.
Yep, they did in the ACC.
I'm going to say yes, absolutely.
All right, so let me tell you this. Joe Buck told Howard Stern earlier this week that he has no intention of mentioning the former Falcons quarterback or the former Patriots tight end who is currently in jail. These are locks. Buck also told Howard Stern that, quote, Matty Ice sounds cheesy.
See, I can see, but see,
Buck's
Joe
Buck. Everybody,
first of all, Joe Buck's an asshole. You know what I'm saying? Let's get that out the way first and foremost. So, with Joe Buck being the type of person that Joe Buck is, I can see Joe Buck going on Howard Stern and saying that,
and doing it,
and then doing something completely different. Michael Vick's name will be mentioned.
Okay,
I'm almost.
You can't really tell this story, Michael Vick and stuff. Because Aikman and Buck can just stick to the game. Like I guarantee you, Michael Vick's name will be mentioned pregame. Yeah. I don't know that will be mentioned during the game because it's not relevant to the game.
I think like if they're about to win this game right. and Arthur Blank is on the field yes. and use Arthur they, Blank yes. after what happened with yes. Michael Vick and stuff like yes. that, I think
that's. But if they yeah. lose, he's not going to be mentioned.
If they lose and then I can then so yeah so basically that's tied into the final score.
Yes. I'll start with you here, Corey Parson. Deflategate will be said over or under 1.5 times.
I take the under. I think it's an old story.
Okay. Tony, your deflated balls.
Over.
Okay.
Under.
Under.
Yeah.
So you, how come you under, Scott?
I agree with Corey.
All right.
Damian Woody. What right? about him? He always dresses like he dresses real nice
my
for
buddy,
a big
my,
man.
My buddy was with Damian Woody 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
So I'm at an event, yeah.
Yeah, he dresses nice
Scott's
for a big man.
Scott's very into this exercise, doesn't he?
Huh?
Scott's very into this exercise.
You think you ever see him on TV, Tony? You think he dressed nice for a big guy?
Yeah,
not to say that big guys don't
too.
Dress nice, but I'm just saying, you know. He's always
sharp.
Yeah,
he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he did. Really did. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tony. Do you believe, quote, this term will be said on during the broadcast? Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, no. I hope not.
I hope not either.
Scotty?
I'm sorry. I was looking up the Matty Ice thing for you.
Oh, thank you. Well, did you find out why?
His high school teammates always felt he was a cool customer.
Oh, very good. Yeah. There you go. Oh,
I'm sorry. Boy. Can you repeat the question again? Sorry about that.
Houston, we have a problem will be said during the broadcast.
At least 5 times, yes.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
You only need once.
Yeah.
You get good odds on once, guy. You should bet that one. You think someone will say Houston have a problem?
Yep.
Why?
Just, you know, it's an easy cliche.
I never looked at Joe Buck as a cliche. All right. Scotty. Over under 1.5 times the word Trump is said.
Over.
Tony?
This is going over.
This is during the broadcast?
During the broadcast.
Under.
I'd say under also. I don't think Buck and Aikman are mentioning this at all.
Is he going to go to the game?
He'll be interviewed on Fox before the game begins. Mm-hmm. Bill O'Reilly will have that one. But I don't see Joe Buck or Troy Aikman saying a word.
But so he won't be at the game?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Corey.
Yo.
Over under one time, J.J. Watt is mentioned.
Is there a reason to mention J.J.
It's in Martin? Houston.
That is true, too.
I don't know if it'll be. I would assume he will be there.
Probably got pretty nice seats, too. I'll take the under on that one. There's no reason to talk about J.J. Watt.
Tony?
Under.
Scotty?
Under.
All right. Under J.J. Watt. I agree with that, for the record. There's no reason to say his name. Tony, over under 3 times the word Gronk. Is mentioned.
3.
Now, this can is over under 3, so you can't say 3. You over under.
I'm calling for a push. I should get more odds. I'm going to go over.
Over 3. Now, Gronkowski doesn't include Gronk because there is Gronk in Gronkowski. So you're going over 3 for times that mention Gronk. Okay.
Yes.
Scott Angle.
I'm going to say over.
Over.
Yeah.
Take the under on that.
I'm going to take the under also. I feel like Gronk hasn't been a major story. Now, he was at the AFC Championship game.
Strategically, it's going to...
3 times
you know,
a lot.
They're going to talk about it because, you know, they're going to say stuff like, you know, especially like... Because I believe Martellus Bennett is going to play a role in this game, and they're going to talk about when Bennett makes some plays here about, you know, how the Patriots, you know, have insurance this time for Gronk around.
So they got to say his name 4 times, though.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
All right.
Okay. Scotty, over under 2.5 times that Robert Kraft will be shown on TV.
Over.
Corey?
This is, how we have pregame, postgame?
No, during the broadcast.
Everything's
during the broadcast.
Robert Kraft, there's no reason to show Robert Kraft.
Why not? You see Jerry Jones 500 times during the game.
Well, that's Jerry Jones.
This is Robert Kraft.
Not Jerry Jones.
Robert Kraft.
It's not Robert Kraft.
Robert
is not
Kraft
Jerry
way
Jones.
More successful.
Huh?
Ooh.
Robert Kraft don't have a $2 billion stadium.
Robert Kraft has more rings than Jerry Jones.
Robert Kraft have a $2 billion stadium? Robert Kraft don't have oil.
He didn't lean on Jerry.
Does he have a $2 billion stadium?
Robert Kraft is a way more successful owner than Jerry Jones.
Does he have a $2 billion stadium?
How many championships did he have?
He's got three.
How many championships did he have?
Who, Robert Kraft?
Yes.
Robert Kraft has four.
He may have five.
Okay, How many times has Jerry Jones been to the Super Bowl? Jerry Jones has three.
Because of Jimmy Johnson.
All right, well, whatever. I don't know how we got
into this. I don't even know if it's a comparison.
$2 billion stadium. I don't think Robert Kraft is on the broadcast.
I think he is.
Huh?
He's hanging on there.
Yes.
All right. Tony Cincotta.
He'll definitely be on like 4 or 5 times because they'll have Mark Wahlberg sitting there. John Bon Jovi will be sitting there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So they'll keep mentioning it.
I agree with you. All right. Can we take a break here? Actually, one more question before we get the break, and we'll do more after the ones.
This guy is off the hook right here.
He is, yeah.
No, the Will Pons, though, he got the audacity.
He's got to change the sport to suit his argument.
He's got the audacity.
You're a Knicks fan.
Tony, Dolan. Arthur Blank will be shown over or under 2 times during the game.
Over.
Over 2.
He's got, like, a young wife.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good for him.
So you're saying over as well then, Scott?
Yeah, I'm saying over.
All right.
I'm taking the under on that one.
Yeah, I think Robert Kraft's over. I don't know.
I think Arthur Blank's going to be shown it like about 2 times by the end of the first quarter.
Really?
Yeah.
But see, the thing with Arthur Blank is if they win, they'll be on the sidelines and they'll see him a lot. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we get into the Lady Gaga props and Giselle. Stick around. Roto Experts in the Morning. Prop bets. Cut out next. What today was? This morning? In Philly? I forgot about it. Wing Bowl 2017.
Wing Bowl?
It's a lot of things today. It's National Left Hand Day and it's National Friend Day.
National Left Hand Day?
And it was Wing Bowl.
I thought National Friend Day was yesterday on Facebook.
Everybody was doing it wrong.
Yeah. Everybody was doing that yesterday.
So
Left Hand Day?
Yeah.
That's for Scott.
Yeah. So for winning the Wing
Ambidextrous.
Bowl. So for winning Wing Bowl, you win.
It's a juvenile.
You are disgusting. Would you do that on television? Do what? What you just did.
Why do you always refer to what's going on in the studio? Stay on track.
How would you like me to stay on track when I see what you're doing with your hands?
I'm not doing anything with my hands.
That's not what you did. No one heard that sound. It didn't exist.
Yeah, you don't always have to refer to what's going on in the studio.
Well, those
listeners don't care
I'd
about
like to
it.
Know what you
you paint the picture. You're the leader here.
I'm painting the picture.
Would you
like me to paint the picture?
Why did you turn the lights down over there? What are you reading over there? Why is your cell phone doing that? You know, you don't have to do that kind of stuff.
I choose to.
Yeah.
I choose to.
You don't care what's going on in the studio.
I'm going to refer to it. When you take your hands and do motions that are just absurd.
How about these? Do this with my hand.
Why are you clapping?
I'm doing a jumping jack.
Why are you making fun of how I exercise? My jumping jacks are more exercise than you have done in 30 years, my friend.
Get on the dance floor with me. That's exercise.
When do you dance?
What?
When do you dance?
All the time, bro. All the time.
When?
If I go out, I dance.
When
if
do you go out?
What?
When?
I go out every week.
I ask you, how was your week? I sat and watched
TV. I dance at home. I stay in shape, man.
All right?
You stay in shape, man?
Yeah. You... Yeah. Watch baking shows and then you eat it.
I don't know, man. I'm not eating.
I do a lot of walking, just like you. All right,
yeah.
You want to let the barbs be accurate.
They are accurate.
Yeah, they're not.
How are they not?
Yeah. If I wasn't in shape, I couldn't tear it up on the dance floor like I did.
When do you tear it up on the dance floor? What dance floor?
I was at Cha-Cha's wedding. I'm going to 2 more weddings this month.
Oh, this month?
3. This month.
Right, this month. A lot of weddings in February. Who's getting married in February?
My friend named Labaton. Yeah.
Oh, you got invited to that one, huh?
Yeah, I got invited to that one.
You're going to tear up the dance floor?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you do at weddings?
I dance.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's not happening in February.
I just read something very disturbing, Greg, that you could appreciate.
Yeah.
John Cena.
Yes.
At WrestleMania is actually in a tag team.
I saw that. It's hysterical.
That's going to be horrible.
So horrible.
What happened?
The rumored match with John Cena at WrestleMania is he's teaming up with his girlfriend, Nikki Bella, to fight against The Miz and his wife, Maryse.
Really?
Yes. But then the big rumor is they're going to do that so John Cena will propose.
in the middle of the ring. Oh,
he's not going to get married to her.
I know that.
In real life.
They'll get engaged, but then they won't really get married. Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Agreed. Anyway, back to Wing Bowl, please.
Wing Bowl?
Yes.
What is Wing Bowl?
Really?
You can tell one guy was genuflecting during the Wing Bowl discussion. We had what else did we come up? The Wing Bowl is not, I guess, not captivating us yet.
Well, I find it interesting. Scott didn't know what it was. I'm going to explain it to him. So every year in Philadelphia, how many wings can a person eat in the competition in 5 minutes?
Okay. Yeah, I have.
And it's a win Wing Bowl. You eat the most chicken wings in 5 minutes for a prize of $5,000.
Sounds like fun.
How many wings do you think the winner ate in 5 minutes?
5 minutes is a long time.
Okay. How many wings do you think it was? Anybody answer.
I'll say 300.
189.
300, 189. Corey?
I'm going to go with 120.
95.
95.
95? That's pretty weak.
Molly Scholier.
It was a female. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's good at sucking. You ever watch those competitions, right?
Oh, wow.
You watch them, they suck the meat right off the bone.
That's how you do it. I actually had a friend that was in a food company. They just take the meat right off and get it.
I watched this.
100%.
Yeah, I watched this thing before.
100%.
No, I watched this.
Is that the Wells Fargo Center? Look at that.
It's a huge event.
Yeah, they got a huge. Yeah,
it's a massive event in Philadelphia. I haven't watched it, but
eating competitions for every food. If you look hot enough, you can find these things. Mm.
Let's get back into the props.
Kobayashi's girlfriend was actually good at chicken wings too.
Really? There you go.
I didn't know Kobayashi had a girlfriend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
He's a big star.
He is a big star. Yeah. Over under 1.5 times your girl Giselle Tone will be shown.
Oh, zero. She might not even go to the game.
Okay. Scotty?
Under.
Under. Corey?
I'm going to go under. I'm curious to know why you think she won't go to the game. Because she probably don't, want to get in trouble.
You can't show up with his people and they might want to talk to you. And, you live in your little mansion and...
Yeah, she might go to the game, but I think she might tell him, I don't want to be on TV. But then again, after the game, she might talk about, a player dropping the pass or something like that. Didn't she get upset?
Yeah, Wes Welker dropped it.
She got upset with Wes Welker.
Mm-hmm. Did she say something about Wes?
Yeah. Who was it that said something about Ray Lewis that time?
I don't remember that one.
They're very big sore losers, the New England Patriots and their fans. One time when they had lost to the Ravens, somebody, I think it was a player's wife, had took a shot at
Ray?
At Reverend Ray,
that's not smart. All right, here we go.
Ray Lewis is is he going to be part of the broadcast? No, he works.
No,
he don't work.
He don't work that anymore. All right, Roger Goodell will be seen shaking hands with the big three, Brady, Belichick, or Kraft. Or no handshake with any of them. What do you think?
No handshake.
No handshake.
You got them winning.
You
the
have
Super
them
Bowl
winning the Super
points.
Bowl, and you don't think Goodell's going to shake hands with any of them.
What if they diss him? That would be great.
Scott?
Yeah, you're right. It's probably going to.
Goodell will 100% shake hands with Kraft.
They're going to win the Super Bowl, so.
So then he's going to shake hands with Kraft. I don't know if he'll shake hands with Belichick and Brady.
He won't get all three of them. There's
no
way.
That's what I'm saying.
He'll get Kraft.
Yeah.
He'll get Kraft. I agree.
I don't understand the beef with Roger Goodell. Like, if I'm Roger Goodell, it's like, why do I have an issue with these people? I set the punishment. They are subordinates. They take the punishment. Keep it moving.
Well, that's the problem was, because they set the punishment, but what the courts did was, not really upholding, saying Brady did anything wrong. He just upheld that that Goodell can place the punishment, basically.
Yeah. That's the way it's been for years now.
All right.
Yeah, I don't see why they're so upset.
Okay. So there you go. Let me see here. This doesn't have the things I wanted. Okay. Lady Gaga, will she have a wardrobe malfunction?
Negative.
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't agree. I agree with you. So there's a big rumor that she's going
to
be shown
either.
On the Energy Stadium roof.
Yeah, I heard she's going to be.
There's a big rumor about that.
Yeah. I hope she don't fall.
Do you think she'll be there?
On the roof?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's wild child like that. I can see them doing that.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, all right, Tom.
Yes.
Okay. Will a player, Scotty, final one, will a Scotty leave with a concussion? Scotty, will a player leave with a concussion?
Will a player leave with a concussion? I don't want to say yes, but I will say yes.
Corey?
No.
Tony?
Yes.
All right, what color? Last question.
There's been a lot of emphasis. There's been a lot of emphasis in the playoffs on the concussion, so I'm sure the rules have been updated and they will be followed.
Tony, what color is the Gatorade going to be?
Oh, the blue.
Blue. Corey?
Clear.
Blue.
Blue. Two blues and a clear. There you go, Super Bowl prop bets.
Cool,
check it out. Have fun. 2 hours down, one more to go. When we return, we break down the night in the NBA and make lineups for tonight. Stick around. One more hour to go. We're going to finish the morning back right after this.